Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and I have two guests on the show with me here today. From the Jefferson Area Chamber of Commerce Board is our board treasurer, Pete Russell. And now we have our newly hired director for both the Chamber and Jefferson Matters Main Street. And I'll let her introduce herself. Tell us your name and your title and how things have been going so far.
Good morning. My name is Regan Hannigan, and I'm the new executive director for Jefferson Matters Main Street and Chamber. The two entities are merging together now, so really excited about the opportunity. I officially became executive director on Monday and couldn't be more thrilled for the position.
All right. So, Regan, just tell us, do you live in the county and how involved you are so far before you took on this new job?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm originally from Greene County. I grew up near Chardin, Iowa on an acreage. Went to Iowa State, got a double major in finance and management and a minor in marketing. Came back to the area with my husband. We knew this is where we wanted to settle down and really fulfill our career dreams, and been active with the church, St. Columbkill, and always looking to be more active with community. So when I saw the position came up, I couldn't be more excited about it, and I knew I'd hopefully be a great fit for the community.
I know this has only been your first week officially on the job, but what's the feedback been like from people that you've talked to? Are some people thrilled that you took on the new job, those that knew you prior to being hired?
Yeah, so everyone that I've met so far has been amazing. The one thing that I've learned is that Greene County, specifically Jefferson, is full of so many volunteers and people that actually make things happen, and I couldn't be more happy to be involved in that.
Tell us a little bit about what your job entails. I mean, the Chamber has gone without a director for quite some time here. Jefferson Matters Main Street has had Peg Rainey at the helm for a number of years, but now the two groups coming together, just kind of go over some of those job responsibilities, I guess.
Sure. So what the executive director position kind of entails is kind of being the facilitator or coordinator between the different structures within the Chamber and Main Street. So some of the committees are the design, the promotion, the organization, the economic vitality, and the Tower View team. So kind of facilitating what goes on between those team members and the board of directors, and trying to make things happen and find funding and kind of fill in the holes where we don't have volunteers or people having specific responsibilities.
Unfortunately, with COVID-19, I'm sure there's not a lot of voluntary activities for people to get involved with right away here. This is kind of a unique position I'm sure you're in, not only being the director for both organizations, but with COVID-19 playing a huge role in a lot of different things. How are you dealing with that now, being the director of both programs?
Absolutely. What I've been kind of saying is that it's an interesting time to join, but it's also a good opportunity and a good learning experience as well. I'm coming in when both organizations are merging, and I'm coming in at a time where things are completely different than normal. You know, hopefully COVID has its end in sight, and we're able to get events going again and get people out and about in the community and out shopping and dining and doing everything great that there is in Jefferson.
Regan, maybe you did explain this a little bit, but go into more detail if you wouldn't mind. Why did you want to take on a job like this? I mean, this is a unique position that not a lot of communities can tout, that they have emerging entities of the Chamber and their Main Street program.
Sure. So, like I said, I knew Greene County is where I wanted to be long term. I feel like I have leadership skills. I'm a current entrepreneur, and I own two businesses, the Hannigan Company LLC, Hannigan Land and Cattle. So entrepreneurship is kind of deep within me. I think there needs to be leadership in our community. There's already great leaders, and I think it's time for someone young to step up and, you know, make a difference as well and start making an impact. And, you know, I know there's great committees set up already, and I just wanted to be a part of that.
Awesome. Well, now, Pete, we'll turn our direction over to you here for a few minutes. Just tell us a little bit about, from the Chamber Board's perspective, of how that merger of the two organizations has been going along, and now being even more solidified with Regan's hire.
Well, with Regan being hired, it really gave us that, yes, it's happening, it's moving forward, and we are very excited to get this merge done. We will be getting all of our boards together here in a couple weeks, and we do a weekly meeting on this, and we've got a lot going on, and I'm really excited for Regan to be ahead of it so that we can move forward in a positive and exciting events.
What are some of the last kind of checklist items that are left to do before the two are actually as one?
Well, we do have some of the legal things that need to be done, and that is in the process. And then it's whittling our boards down so there's not so many on them, because right now we've got both boards working together.
Right.
We need to bring those down to a good number. And so hopefully within the next couple of weeks that will be happening, but most of it will be the legal part of it, getting it done. But we're going to move forward, even though that's in the process. We're going to move forward with positive and excitement here.
Will there still be, when the two boards do finally merge, will there still be board officers? There's going to be makeup from both entities on that one board? How does that kind of work?
Yes, the boards are going to get together. They're going to talk and communicate. And yeah, there's going to be some from both, from the chamber and from the Main Street, working together. Some of us will be stepping back, and I will be one of them, but we're going to be stepping back and letting the new board get together and work with Regan and making Jefferson even more extraordinary.
Now, have you settled on one location? Because I know Main Street and the Chamber both had separate building locations.
Yes, we have. We have had the Main Street move their office into the Welcome Center, so the hub of everything will be out of the Welcome Center. You can still call the regular number for the chamber, and Beth is there to answer it, and she can get information to Regan, or you can call there to talk to Regan.
Just to let everybody know, Beth Vanderwilt will still be working for the two entities over at the Welcome Center.
At this time, yes, she is. She's going to be right there. She's not moving anywhere. Just call her and see what she can do for you.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our new executive director for Jefferson Area Chamber of Commerce and Jefferson Matters Main Street is Regan Hannigan, along with Jefferson Area Chamber Board Treasurer is Pete Russell. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.